And welcome, everyone. Rob Lanham back with you here again at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium in Naknek, Alaska, bringing you second round action of the 2010 Elks Tourney. First boys bracket game of the day here between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Togiak Huskies. And at the half, Sandpoint with a commanding 30-9 lead over the Huskies. And we've got about a minute to go before we resume action here. Excuse me. Second half action getting underway. And trying to get this frog out of my throat. In the first half for Sandpoint, C.J. Roby led the way with 13, Brandon Smith with 11, 5 for Mallory Gunderson, and 1 for Troy Bowsley. And we'll see who takes the floor for the Eagles to start the second half. Coach George Cromer's team in the huddle. C.J. Roby took a couple of hard spills there in the first half. And on the floor for Sandpoint will be C.J., Brandon, Mallory, Nikki, and Chris Condi. And for Togiak, we'll have John Paul, John Paul, Keith Fox, Kendall Wassily, Jarrell Echuk, and number 33, Sidney Pavian. Keith Fox now with a three, no good from the right corner. Quickly to start the half, C.J. Roby takes the rebound and goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. Nice take there by C.J., and it's a 32-9 advantage for Sandpoint, 7:40 to play, third quarter. Kendall Wassily walks the ball across the half-court line, trapped there now by Nikki Mack, and the ball passes stolen by C.J. Roby. C.J. is going all the way again, nice body control, but lays it up off the rim, no good, gets his own rebound, and C.J. goes to the ground yet again. Mallory Gunderson now on the floor. And, well, we have, I guess they said that John Paul had possession on the floor for the Huskies, and Coach Andrew called a timeout. So we got a 30-second timeout with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. The Huskies trailing the Sandpoint Eagles 32-9. Good showing so far by Sandpoint. We really expected we might have a high-scoring affair, but so far the Sandpoint defense, led by guards Nikki Mack and Mallory Gunderson, has just suffocated the Husky offense and put a lot of pressure on the point guards and resulted in double-digit turnovers created by the Sandpoint defense. So the timeouts are over. Huskies windbound the ball at the far end of the floor, and it's inbounded there by Sidney Pavian. He gets it to Damian Locook, who's checked in. And Robert Blue now checks back in. He gets the ball in the corner. He's trapped. He gets it into Pavian, who has the ball stripped away by Mallory Gunderson, recovered by Nikki Mack. Once again, the two female guards for Sandpoint just causing chaos for Togiak. Nikki gets it to Brandon Smith, back to Nikki, to Chris Connie, down to Mallory Gunderson. She drives a lane, and nice fake, goes up and under and puts the ball in off the glass. Nice shot there by Mallory. She's got 7 points in the game, and it's 34-9. Eagles with the lead. And here's the near steal. Timmy Lundgren with a, well, let's see. Timmy knocked the ball and saved it out of bounds, just threw it behind his back. And apparently was deflected by a Togiak player. We didn't see that. The ball was heading right our way, but they give the ball to Sandpoint. So Timmy inbounds to Brandon, walks it across the Angel logo, passes it right side to Nikki Mack. Nikki with a shot, no good, just off the rim. Long, and the rebound is taken there by John Paul for the Huskies. He gets it to Damian Locook, who dribbles across the timeline right side. Picks up the dribble, Nikki Mack on him. Now he lobs it into Robert Blue at the foul line. Dribbles left, goes down the lane, puts it up over Brandon Smith. No good. Timmy Lundgren with the rebound, chases it down, gets it back to Brandon Smith. Nice hustle there by Timmy to get that rebound. Brandon passes down to Chris Condi, fakes, and gets it back to Brandon for a long three at the top of the arc. No good. Rebound brought down by Robert Blue off to Damian Locook. He's coming down against Brandon Smith. Brandon, good job. He was faked and still managed to get the block, and the loose ball is picked up by Mallory Gunderson. Gets it back to Brandon Smith. Coach Cromer giving instructions with 5:44 to play, third quarter, and the Eagles with a 34-9 advantage over the Huskies here in second-round action of the 2010 Elks Tournament. He gets it now to Nikki Mack. Nikki drives the lane. Good take there by Nikki, but she loses her footing, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it will go over to the Togiak Huskies. And in the game now, let's see, Timmy Lundgren goes to the bench. And C.J. Roby is back in for the Eagles. Locuck with the ball now to Robert Blue up top. Left wing to Kendall Washley. Ball knocked away by Mallory Gunderson. Kendall recovers near the half-court line. Gets it to Robert Blue right below us. Hands off to John Paul in the corner. Back to Kendall Washley. Nearly stolen again by Mallory. He goes around and down, throws up a three-pointer. No good off the rim. The rebound by Chris Condi. He's trapped, and he throws the ball away right to Damian Locuck. His shot goes in and out, and Brandon Smith takes it down. He passes into the front court to C.J. Roby. C.J. fakes, goes to the lane. Gives it back to Brandon for an NBA three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is taken away there by number 33, Pavian. He gets it up to John Paul, goes to Locuck. Right outside a three-point arc to Robert Blue. He drives in, puts up a shot over Brandon Smith. No good. The rebound comes down. Brandon gets it. Brandon and C.J. two-on-two. Now Brandon pulls it back. Guarded there by Locuck, kicks it out to Nicky Mack. Nicky launches a long three-pointer off the back of the rim, no good. Good-looking shot there. And Mallory Gunderson had the Husky player tied up, but they didn't call the jump ball. Finally, he was able to gain control, and they bring it to the half-court line. And as Locuck reaches the Angel logo, Coach Andrew calls a timeout for the Huskies with 4:18 to play. Third quarter, and the Sandpoint Eagles holding a 34-9 lead over Togiak. We'll give you a quick rundown here of the scoring so far for your Sandpoint Eagles. C.J. Roby has 15. Brandon Smith has 11. Mallory Gunderson with 7. And Troy Bowsey with 1. And that's your 34 points for the Eagles thus far. And as we mentioned earlier, the defense, especially by the two guards up top on the Eagles 2-3 zone, Nicky Mack and Mallory Gunderson, has been very impressive, creating a lot of pressure. And though we don't keep a track here, I would say there's had to be at least 15 to 20 turnovers, and mostly steals, created by the Sandpoint defense. So Coach Cromer has his team playing very well here in this one, and they seek the rebound from yesterday's loss to Kalignic. Huskies retake the floor, and they have Daniel Gonzalez, Simeon Wassily, Damian Locuck, Robert Blue, and John Paul on the floor. And for the Eagles, C.J. Roby, Brandon Smith, Chris Condi, Mallory Gunderson, and Nicky Mack. Nicky now pressuring the ball. Mallory is on Wassily. As he gets the ball, gives it up top to Daniel Gonzalez. He goes cross-court to Wassily, takes a jumper just above the foul line. No good. Rebound taken down by Brandon Smith, and gets it ahead to Chris Condi. Chris passes it up to Mallory Gunderson, and we're going to have a foul as Chris attempted to pass the ball and did get it passed up to Mallory. He was grabbed on the arm by Robert Blue. Robert's second foul, and first of the half on either team. Chris Condi to inbound now on right in front of the Eagles bench. He lobs it in for Brandon Smith. Brandon launches a long two off the back of the rim, no good. And there's a pass from, looked like from John Paul, intending the ball for Simeon Wassily, and threw it at his ankles, and it just rolled out of bounds off of the Huskies and back over to the Eagles. Brandon Smith's shooting touch has deserted him a little bit in this one after throwing up an impressive 44 points yesterday. But he's been doing a great job passing the ball off to teammates, and a 34-9 lead is the result for the Eagles. Mallory Gunderson now dribbles around the arc, puts it over to C.J. Roby. Back to Brandon Smith, gets it to Nicky Mack. Nicky's three-point attempt is no good, and here's the ball saved in. Nice hustle there by Robert Blue, saves the ball in to Locuck, and his pass now to the front court for Wassily is high off his hand, and Simeon pounds the purple matting on the far side of the gym in frustration over yet another Husky turnover. 3:23 to go, third quarter. Sandpoint 34, Togiak 9. C.J. Roby brings the ball across the timeline, guarded there by two Huskies, lobs it to Brandon Smith, right wing. Nice drive by Brandon, 12-foot jumper. Good, nothing but net on that one. Nice shot there by Brandon, and Brandon now has 13 points in the game, and it's 36-9, Eagles. Gonzalez to Locuck. Locuck goes to the top, throws it back to Gonzalez. He dribbles cross and gets on the white right wing to John Paul. Holds the ball high, now dribbles and passes it top to Locuck to Blue, who drives in, lobs the ball in for a cutting. Wassily, nice play there. He regains control and puts it up and in. First two of the game for Simeon Wassily, and it's 36-11. Full court pressure now by the Huskies, but the Eagles break it. get the ball down. C.J. Roby has a shot blocked, gets it back, and lobs it out top for Brandon Smith. Brandon drives, goes up, dishes it to C.J. Nice fake turnaround hook, no good. Brandon with the rebound, puts it up and in. Good work there on the offensive boards by the Eagles, and now a long length of the court pass is knocked away by Brandon Smith and out of bounds. Huskies basketball down here under their own basket with 2:19 to play, trailing the Eagles 38-11. Inbounded to Gonzalez, who hands it back to Wassley and misses a three from the right corner. Chris Conde gets a rebound, has it stripped away, and his glasses came off as well. Here's a shot off the back of the rim, no good. Put back up and in on the rebound by Robert Blue. Robert Blue with 4 points, and it's 38-13. C.J. Roby passes the ball now to Chris Conde. He kicks it out to Brandon Smith. Back to Nicky Mack off Nicky's hands. Good hustle to recover the ball. And what's the call? A timeout, 30-second timeout by Coach George Cromer there. Good hustle by Nicky to recover that deflected pass in the corner. And George gets the timeout. 1:53 to go third quarter. The Eagles 38. Togiak Huskies 13. We'll stay with you as it's a 30-second timeout. And we do want to thank again KSDP Radio, the folks back there at the studio. Kells, Virgil, and Shannon bringing you these games live on 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. And we'd also like to thank Peninsula Airways for their sponsorship of KSDP programming. The timeout is over, and both teams are retaking the floor. And Locook, Gonzalez, Wassily, Blue, and Nanaluk on the floor for Togiak as Nanaluk checked in during that timeout. And for Sandpoint, Tommy Lundgren, C.J., Brandon, Chris, and Mallory Gunderson on the floor for Coach Cromer. C.J. throws up a long three from the left wing, no good. Rebound taken down there by Togiak, and the length of the court pass intercepted by C.J. as he hustled back on defense, dribbles the ball quickly down the right side, finds Brandon for a two-pointer, and off the rim, no good. Timmy gets a rebound, goes in, puts it up, no good. Rebound underneath by C.J. Roby, and he throws it back near the half court to Brandon Smith. Again, good offensive board work there by the Eagles. Chris Conde with it on the right wing to C.J. Roby. C.J. now dribbles it back up to the right wing, gets it in the corner for Timmy. Nice drive, puts up a two-pointer off the rim, no good. C.J. with the rebound, no good on the putback, and it's brought down there by Simeon Wassily. He brings it up quickly, weaving in and out of defenders. Nice pass to Daniel Gonzalez. His shot is up, no good off the glass. Brandon Smith changed that shot, and the ball comes away to C.J. Roby, brings it into the front court. Passes it to Mallory Gunderson. Nice fake there by Mallory. She sent Daniel Gonzalez in the air, and as she went to drive around him, he came down on top of her. I think they're going to call that a non-shooting foul, but let's see. That'll be the third on Daniel Gonzalez. Nice fake there by Mallory Gunderson. The ball is inbounded by Chris Conde to C.J. Roby. Brandon Smith deep in the right wing, holding the ball high, looking for some movement by his teammates. Kind of standing around at present. And now he has the ball knocked away by Lokic, and he comes down and misses the lay-in. The rebound is gotten there by Nanaluk. He throws the ball into a streaking Simeon Wassily, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled on the drive. And the foul, I believe, is on Timmy Lundgren, and that will be against Timmy, his first. The Eagles holding a 38-13 lead with 36 seconds to play third quarter. And we'll have Simeon Wassily at the line shooting two. His first one is off the front of the rim, no good. Simeon will have one more. 2 points in the game so far for Wassily. He dribbles, eyes the bucket, puts the second one up, and that one's good. 3 points in the game, and it's 38-14. Brandon Smith being triple-teamed in the backcourt. Nice move to get free. Gets the ball to C.J. Roby. They had Mallory wide open. Now the pass is too late, and it's intercepted by Gonzalez, saved into Wassily, who drives through the Sandpoint defenders, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled, I believe, by number, looks like 23, Brandon Smith will be called for this one. And that will be the call, Brandon Smith sending Simeon Wassily to the line with 19 seconds to play the third quarter. Second foul on Brandon. Nice job there by Wassily as he weaved through all the Sandpoint defenders on that coast-to-coast fast break. He knocks down the first charity toss, and he has 4 points in the game now. 38-15 Sandpoint lead, and 16 now as he makes the second one. Three in a row from the stripe for Wassily. C.J. Roby takes inbounds pass, full court pressure by Togiak, and what do we have? A reach-in foul against the Huskies. And that'll be on Wassily, his second. and team's third. 16 seconds to play, third quarter. Brandon Smith inbounds right below us to C.J. Roby. Number 52 dribbling the ball with the right hand across the Angel logo. Goes left, back to right, lobs it for Brandon Smith. Brandon with a nice fake. Fall away jumper from just outside the foul line, nothing but net. Nice shot there by Brandon. He's got 17 now. Here's a long shot at the buzzer and waved off, no good. And at the end of three quarters, Sandpoint Eagles 40, Togiak Huskies 16. And we'll stay here with you during the 60-second quarter break. And we'll recap the scoring quickly. The Eagles held a 16-7 lead after one quarter, increased it to 30-9 at the half. And in that last quarter, they outscored Togiak 10-7 and now hold a 40-16 lead. Leading scorers for Sandpoint, Brandon Smith has 17, C.J. Roby has 15, Mallory Gunderson with 7, and 1 for Troy Bowsley. And for the Togiak Huskies, 4 by Robert Blue, 5 by Simeon Wassily, 5 by Daniel Gonzalez, and a 2-pointer by Kendall Wassily to complete their scoring thus far. Heading to fourth quarter action, Sandpoint looking like a lock to rebound from yesterday's defeat at the hands of the Kolignik Huskies. Kolignik will be facing, let's check our bracket here. Kolignik will be facing King Cove in tonight's 6 p.m. boys game, while Bristol Bay, who was defeated by King Cove but remained in the winner's bracket due to only a 16 bracket, will face New Stuahawk at 3 p.m. Now here's the ball inbounds by the Eagles. They get it to Brandon Smith, who misses a shot, but the rebound is grabbed by Mallory Gunderson, and she kicks it back out to Brandon. And he gets it down in the corner, and here's a three-pointer by Timmy Lundgren. Nice shot for Timmy. He's got a little fan club over there. Timmy with his first points of the game. And now Robert Blue comes down and gets a nice move inside but misses a layup. Rebounded by Locook, who kicks it out to Wassily. His shot is no good. The ball is loose. Grabbed by Timmy Lundgren, but Timmy travels. He turned around, nearly ran over teammate Mallory Gunderson, tried to alter his course, and really had no recourse but to take an extra step or have a collision, and the turnover sends the ball back to the Huskies. Here's an inbounds play. Nice pass, but a poor shot by Daniel Gonzalez, and the ball is out of bounds off of Brandon Smith. Togiak inbound again under their own basket. Run the same play, and this time Brandon Smith sends that shot over near the out-of-bounds line. Here's a drive inside, and Simeon Wassily is going to draw the foul that time on Brandon. Brandon left his feet. Nice take by Wassily. And that'll be the third foul on Brandon Smith. Third team foul, maybe the fourth. Third team foul on Sandpoint. Two shots for Simeon Wassily. First one clanks off the front of the rim, no good. He'll have one more. 7:17 to play in this one. 43-16, Sandpoint with a 27-point advantage. Second one is up and good. Wassily with 6 points in the game now for the Huskies. Full court pressure. The ball goes into C.J. Roby. Lobs it down for Heidi Jacobson, but it's just off the mark and low. And Heidi wasn't able to grab that one. Bounced out of bounds. Turned over to the Huskies. And the ball is brought down quickly by the Huskies, and the shot is put up by Wassily over Brandon Smith, but no good. And Brandon's attempt at an underhanded pass to C.J. Roby is knocked out of bounds there by Damian Locook. Eagles basketball, far side near just in the backcourt, actually. C.J. Roby inbound, gets it to Mallory Gunderson. Number 22 dribbles across the Angel logo, guarded closely there by Locook. Reverses dribble to the left side, gets it over to C.J. Roby. C.J. nearly turned the ball over. Timmy Lundgren gets it, though, puts it underneath to Heidi Jacobson. Her shot is no good. Open shot there for Heidi, but she wasn't able to get it to fall. And the Huskies come up with the basketball. Simeon Wassily with it in the corner right below us, guarded closely there by Heidi Jacobson. The ball goes to Robert Blue. Nice drive by Robert. Misses a shot off the front of the rim. Brandon Smith with the rebound. Triple teamed in the backcourt. Bounce pass is going to be, well, nearly intercepted, but taken by C.J. Roby. He drives in, puts it up, and good. And he draws a foul from Simeon Wassily, who now slams the ball off the purple padding at the far end. And he probably could have gotten a personal technical there, but it's not called. And C.J. Roby will go to the line attempting to complete the three-point play. And he puts the shot up and good. Three-point play by C.J. He's got 18 on the game to lead all scorers now. And it's 46-17, the Eagles leading with 6:20 to go. Here's a three-pointer by Wassey from deep in the right wing. No good. Brandon Smith had the rebound, lost it, still on the floor. Brandon's got it, and George Cromer calls a timeout. And they give him the timeout. Good call there by Coach George. 6:11 to go, fourth quarter. 46-17. Sandpoint holding a 29-point advantage over the Togiak Huskies. And Coach Cromer calls him over and then sends him right back out. A maintained possession timeout there. Remember, later this afternoon at 6 p.m., actually this evening, we'll have the second-round boys matchup in the winner's bracket between the King Cove Tundra Jacks and the Kalignic Huskies. And following that one, the marquee matchup of the evening, the homestanding Bristol Bay Angels hosting the King Cove Rookies, also in the winner's bracket for the girls, second round action. So we'll have a couple hours of exciting basketball for you. Mallory Gunderson now trapped here right in front of the Huskies bench by Robert Blue and Simeon Wassily. And the ball is knocked out of her hands out of bounds, remains in the possession of the Eagles. Brandon Smith to inbounds, and he gets it to C.J. Roby in the backcourt. C.J. fakes a pass, now dribbles. And he's double-teamed there at half-court, gets it to Brandon. They're still not across the timeline. Now Brandon brings it across, gets it to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory for a three, no good. Shot a little bit long. Pulled down there by Daniel Gonzalez, and Mallory Gunderson steals his pass. And now she has her pass deflected and stolen away by Simeon Wassily. Great defense by Mallory Gunderson today. Simeon goes coast-to-coast, and he's going to draw a foul. It looked like maybe he stepped on Brandon Smith's foot and fell. And that's Brandon's fourth foul. So Brandon one foul away from taking an early breather there. And at the line for the Huskies is Simeon Wassily. His first one bounces off the rim, rolls off, no good. He'll have one more. Simeon with 6 points in the game for Togiak. Dribbles the ball, bends his knees, and launches the second one. No good off the front of the rim, and that rebound is loose right below us. Daniel Gonzalez launches a three, and that's good. His second three of the game. 8 points in the game to lead the Huskies, and it's 46-20. C.J. Roby gets the ball up to Heidi Jacobson, cross-court to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy holds it now and hands it to Brandon Smith. Brandon goes left wing deep between the legs, drives in the lane, and goes up with a shot. No good, and the call is going to be on who? Are they calling that one on Brandon? What did they call? They called it on Damian Locook, but they called a non-shooting foul. So Brandon Smith will inbound under the Sandpoint basket as they run the stack. He gets it to C.J. Roby, who lobs it into Brandon. Turnaround jump shot off the glass, no good. Rebound by Timmy Lundgren, but it's his shot is blocked. He recovers the ball, attempts to drive the lane. Nice pass by Timmy into Brandon, who goes up. No good, but C.J. Roby takes it out of the air and puts it in. Brandon got hog-tied in the air there, but no call. Now Daniel Gonzalez launches a left-handed three from the right wing, no good. C.J. Roby takes it down 1-on-3 against the Huskies, kicks it out to Brandon Smith for the long three. Air ball there by Brandon. That one came up short and to the left, and a rare bad miss there for Brandon Smith from three-point range. And Troy Bowsley enters the game again. C.J. Roby takes a seat, gets a high five there from Coach Cromer. C.J. not wanting to sit down quite yet. 4:47 to play, fourth quarter. 48-20, Eagles with the lead. Here's a long three by Wassily off the rim, no good. Brandon Smith with the rebound. He takes it up to half court, gets it across to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy off a screen by Heidi Jacobson, gets it to Mallory. Nice drive by Mallory. Kicks it back out to Timmy for a long three. Timmy's three is no good. And Brandon Smith, or Troy Bowsley, neither got the rebound. It's taken off, and nice call there as Simeon Wassily charged in. Brandon Smith set the position and drew a charging foul. So nice play there by Brandon Smith, already with four fouls, and he just held his position there, and Wassily just banged right into him, and the referee rightly calls a charging foul, number 22 for the Huskies. 4:22 to play in this one, 48-20, Eagles with a huge lead. Brandon Smith inbounds the ball to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory dribbles through defense, gets it back to Brandon. Mallory sets a screen at midcourt. Brandon brings the ball across the timeline, continues down unabated, puts it up, and no good off the glass, but he draws a foul. And that one will go against, let's see, number 50, Robert Blue, his third foul, and the seventh team foul in the half for Togiak. So Sandpoint will be making a trip to the line with each foul from here on out. Two shots for Brandon Smith. Brandon dribbles, puts the first one up, and off the back of the rim, no good. Brandon in this game has 17. C.J. Roby, the leading scorer, with 20 for the Eagles. Chris Condi now checks in for Mallory Gunderson. On the floor for the Eagles, we have Troy, Brandon, Heidi, Timmy, and Chris. And Brandon's second free throw is up, and that one's good. Brandon now with 18, and it's 49-20. Wasley shoots a three as they bring the ball quickly. No good. Robert Blue rebounds in the corner and attempts to lob it in for Wasley. Timmy Lundgren dropping into the lane, knocked that one away, and along with the deflection, I think his elbow got a good chunk of Brandon's nose. Brandon trying to shake off the cobwebs after that one. Actually on the right side of his head, still holding the right side of his head as an air ball is launched by Daniel Gonzalez. Balzi with the rebound, gets it up to Timmy Lundgren. And Coach Cromer's got Nicky Mack getting ready to come in for Brandon. Brandon launches a three off the rim, no good. Tipped by Chris Condi and out of bounds off of Troy Bowsley. And so the ball will go over to the Huskies with 3:43 to go. And Sandpoint leading 49-20. Nicky Mack checks in for Brandon Smith. Brandon got a good elbow to the right side of the head there by Timmy Lundgren as Timmy made a nice defensive play. Gonzalez with the ball, right wing to Samin Wasley. His three, no good. The rebound picked up by Kendall Wasley. Keith Fox puts up a three that's blocked by Chris Condi. Goes to Kendall Wasley. His three is no good, and the rebound comes down to Chris Condi. And it's now knocked away from behind by Robert Blue and actually kicked at the length of the court, attempting to steal it away from Chris. And it'll remain Sandpoint basketball at the far end underneath their own basket. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. Second round action of the 2010 Elks Tourney. Rob Lanham with you here from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, where the Eagles of Sandpoint lead the Togiak Huskies 49-20 late in the fourth quarter. Inbounded by Chris Condi to Timmy Lundgren. Nice screen by Heidi Jacobson. He gets it back to Chris. Nearly traveled, gets it to Heidi. Nice pass there to Nikki Mack. She drives around, puts a shot up, no good. Her shot was partially blocked. Rebounded by Timmy Lundgren, and his shot is blocked out of bounds. So the Huskies collect a couple of impressive blocks there. Nevertheless, the ball remains with the Eagles, and Troy Bowsley looking to pass it in. Gets it out to Chris Condi. Number 44 drives the lane, puts up a running one-hander off the rim, no good. Taken down by Daniel Gonzalez. He just launches it. Timmy Lundgren's going to beat everyone to the ball, though. Good hustle there on the defensive end by Timmy. Goes off a screen from Heidi Jacobson and brings the ball across the Angel logo into the front court. Nice pass down low to Troy Bowsley. He's triple team. Goes up with a shot just trying to break out of the pack. No good off the glass, and it comes down to Daniel Gonzalez. Robert Blue. He reverses dribble, goes to the foul line, gives it to Gonzalez for a left-handed three from the left wing. In and out. Looked good, but it wouldn't stay down. And now on the rebound, it's out of bounds off of Troy Bowsley, and it'll be Togiak ball. 2:38 to play. Inbounded to Kendall Wasley. His three-pointer is no good. Nice rebound by Simeon Wasley. Puts up a hook shot and good. Nice hook shot there by Simeon. He's got eight in the game. 49-22, Sandpoint with the lead. Chris Condi lobs the ball ahead in the front court to Nicky Mack. Nicky drives the lane, goes to the floor, kicks it out to Timmy at the foul line for a two-pointer. No good. And the rebound is saved by Chris Condi. Timmy gets the ball, puts it up, no good. And now Timmy's going to be called for over the back. Nice hustle there by the Eagles. Chris Condi with a nice behind-the-back save of that ball. And alertly, Timmy picked it up and put it up, but off the rim. And now he draws a foul. That should be Timmy's second, I think. They haven't put it on the board yet. And it'll be the team's fifth. There they go. Two fouls on Timmy. 2:08 to play. Huskies throw the ball down in the corner. Here's a long three, and that one's good by Wasley as he finally knocks down a three-pointer. Chris Condi with the ball now, dribbling up near half court. Double-teamed. The ball is picked loose, but he draws a foul, and that's going to be on either Robert Blue or Simeon Wasley. Let's see. That's going to go against Robert Blue. That'll be Robert's fourth and team's eighth. So Chris Condi will go to the line for a 1-1. Sandpoint holding a 49-25 lead with 1:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. Coach George Cromer's team going to capture their fourth win of the season. Chris is shot up. No good on the front end. Well, front end of the 1-1. No one really moved. Chris grabbed the rebound. The horn blew. The whistle blew. And so what are they going to do with this one? Because Chris alertly hustled and grabbed the rebound, it'll be Sandpoint basketball underneath the basket. The scores table buzzed in a substitute after the missed front end of a 1-1. So Chris's hustle maintains the ball for the Eagles, goes into Brandon Smith, gets it to Chris, back outside to C.J. Roby. C.J. gets it to Mallory Gunnarsson. Nice fake by Mallory. She puts up a shot. Looked like she was fouled, but they give a partial block, and now here's a long pass down for Keith Fox, and he goes up, and no good. Missed that one, but it's rebounded by Daniel Gonzalez. Gets it to Simeon Wassily, to Kendall Wassily. They're trying to get a shot here for number 20, Chris Fox. Now he gets the shot, puts it up, no good. And Chris is just over 5 feet tall. If that, he knocked down about 8 3-pointers during warm-ups, 8 3-pointers in a row. Now the ball goes from Brandon Smith down to Chris Conde, and he's fouled from behind, I think, by Robert Blue. If that's against Robert, that'll be his fifth. And here he comes to the bench. 5 fouls on Robert. He takes a seat with 4 points. Damian Locook checks in for him. Nice round of applause there for Robert for a good game. And Chris Conde will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 for the Eagles. His first shot is up and good. Chris Conde gets on the board. His first point of the game. And now we have Nikki Mack, Troy Bowsley, and Timmy Lundgren checking in. His CJ, Brandon, and Mallory take a seat next to Coach Cromer. Coach George all smiles down there wearing his gray Sandpoint Eagles sweats today, and he's all smiles at the great effort his team has put up. And they've doubled the point total now of the Togiak Huskies, 50-25. The second free throw is no good, and Chris Conde called for a violation on that one anyway. 1:20 to go. Togiak inbounds the ball. Simeon Wassily gets it to Kendall Wassily. Kendall Wassily, they're trying to get a shot for Keith Fox. And there's Keith has the ball. His shot is partially blocked by Troy Bowsley. Some boos there. And Keith Fox now gets the ball and pushes Troy. And now his shot is up. No good. 58 seconds to go. That's interesting. Keith, a hard-nosed little player. And now the Eagles have the ball. Timmy Lundgren goes between the legs, looking to pass it. Gets it to Chris Conde for a three. Good. Nothing but net. Chris Conde finds the range on a three-pointer. 53-25. Wassily bringing the ball back down. They're trying to get the shot for it. There's Keith Fox. Keith for a three. No good. It's rebounded by Timmy Lundgren. Timmy throws it down. Intercepted by Wassily. It was intended for Chris Conde. 25 seconds to go. Kendall Wassily telling Keith Fox where to go. He lines up for a two-pointer. No good. And Timmy Lundgren with the ball. He's being pressured there. Chris Conde loses it, gets it back with 10 seconds to go. Chris goes up. His shot is blocked out of bounds by Daniel Gonzalez. 6 seconds to play. And now let's see what we're going to do. Okay, Coach Cromer puts Brandon Smith, Mallory Gunnarsson, C.J. Roby back in the game. Sandpoint actually has 6 players on the floor. Okay, Heidi steps off now. And Chris Conde is going to throw the ball the length of the court. Keith Fox is, it bounces over his head, but it's going to remain Togiak basketball. And so that a good sportsmanship move there by Sandpoint as they, Chris threw a long pass to try to get it to Keith Fox. And now here's a long pass that's going to go into Simeon Wassily. He's going to give it to Keith. Keith shoots the ball at the buzzer, no good off the back of the rim. So, too bad Keith didn't get a bucket. He got a few shots at it there, but good teamwork, good sportsmanship shown by both teams here, and the buzzer sounds ending this game. 53-25, the final in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Let's recap the scoring for you. Sandpoint scoring 13 there in the final quarter. And the Togiak Huskies tallied 9. For the Huskies, Robert Blue with 4. Simeon Wassily led the Huskies with 11. Kendall Wassily with 2 and Daniel Gonzalez with 8. And for your Sandpoint Eagles, Troy Bowsley had 1. Brandon Smith had 18. C.J. Roby had 20. Mallory Gunnarsson with 7. 4 for Chris Conde and 3 for Timmy Lundgren. So Coach George Cromer's Eagles rebound from yesterday's defeat. and they win here in the second round. And let's check our bracket, and we'll give you the next game for the Eagles. Sandpoint wins this game. And let's see, they will, well, where do they go? Let's see. That was game nine. And looking to see the winner of game nine and where they go. And I don't see it on here. So I'll tell you what, we'll just have to figure that out in a while and see where they're going to be playing. I'm sure they have another game coming up, but I don't see it on the 16 bracket. So sorry for that. I thought we were going to be able to give that information, but not the case. Nevertheless, we'll be back with you this evening right before 6 p.m., and we'll bring you the live action as the King Cove T-Jacks take on the Kalignic Huskies in second-round boys' action in the winner's bracket. And immediately following that game, we'll have the King Cove Rookies against the Bristol Bay Angels in second-round girls' bracket action, or girls' winner's bracket action, and that game will begin at 7:30. So thanks again to Kels Hetherington in the studio. We thank you for listening with us here on KSDP Radio, and we hope you'll join us again this evening for the King Cove games. And once again, the final score this morning in the first boys game of the bracket, the Sandpoint Eagles defeating the Togiak Huskies by a final score of 53-25. We hope you'll rejoin us tonight for the later games. Thank you once again, and we'll send it back to the studio to Kels Hetherington, and this is Rob Lanham saying so long from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Kels?